We used to have a system where there was a resolution to a question of sin or a question of doctrine. Right now, that's virtually impossible. I've talked to many, many pastors who just don't want to venture into that labyrinth. They think they'll never get out. They're sinned against. They maybe talk to the person who sinned against them. They realize there's really nothing they can do because their church body does not have a workable system of dealing with grievances.
My congregation was involved in the process, and it just got to the point where acquiescence was easier. It was just easier just to roll over and just say, okay, uncle, rather than confronting sin, dealing with the problem, and finishing it.
When I was in California, four of us pastors brought charges of false doctrine against a fifth one. We went into a reconciliation session when a reconciler said, well, isn't this just a misunderstanding? I mean, is there some offense that one of you made you angry with each other? We looked at each other and said, no. I think he holds false doctrine. He thinks I hold false doctrine. We want to know which doctrine our church upholds. It was a very cut and dry thing. We were actually kind of friendly with each other. But the church was incapable of making that type of resolution. When the church finds itself incapable of doing things like that, then trust is just eroded completely, because many people, unfortunately, value their membership in the church more highly than their confession of the faith and the truth itself.
We would rather get along than walk together.